poll, 51% of likely voters approve of President Trump. By Nick Gilbertson on March 21, 2025. President Donald Trump's approval rating has ticked up to 51%, according to a Rasmussen Reports poll published Friday. The survey of 1,500 likely voters shows a 1% increase for Trump compared to the figures the polling outfit released in their daily tracking poll on Thursday. While 51% approve, 47% disapprove of his performance. The president has not fallen below 50% approval during his presidency, according to data dating back to January 23. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 2.5%. While Trump enjoys positive marks from the American public for his performance, Democrats are receiving extremely negative scores on the favorability front. "Watch, he'd be in trouble," Trump responds to Tim Walz, saying he could kick most Trump supporters' asses. A CNN/SSRS poll published last week found that just 29% of Americans view the Democrat Party favorably. This appears to be the lowest mark for the Democrats in a CNN-affiliated poll since at least 2002. The poll was conducted from March 6 to 9 among 1,206 U.S. adults, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3.3 percentage points. In a March 7 to 11 NBC News poll, conducted by Hart Strategies and Public Opinion Strategies poll, just 27% had positive feelings about the Democrat Party. Moreover, only 7% said they were very positive, while 20% said they were somewhat positive. The survey sampled 1,000 registered voters, and the MO is plus or minus 3.1%. Harry Enten, a CNN senior data analyst, said Monday on the outlet's News Central that this is the worst score for the party going back on record to 1990 in NBC News polling. Trump spoke about the beleaguered state of the Democrat Party during an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday in a dining room off of the Oval Office. "Watch, astronaut overtime? Trump offers to pay astronauts lost in space out of own pocket. The Democrat Party broke themselves, and they're continuing to do so," Trump said, contending they have latched on to losing messages such as pushing open borders and pro-transgender policies, which he called 95% to 5% issues. Now, he says they have latched on to another losing issue following the legal challenge to his deportations of illegal aliens who are suspected Tren de Aragua, TA, gang members. "These aren't 90 to 10, these are 95 to 5, and I don't know who the 5 are," Trump said. "But they have a new one that maybe is the worst of all. Let's fight so that Tren de Aragua, the worst criminals in the history of our country, can come back into America where they belong. This is their new issue, and they're using the courts to do so. And they went and found a judge who is willing to say that we shouldn't have taken these thugs out of our country and sent them to another country."